Is that your merch, the hat?
No, it's my buddy's that lives in the valley.
Oh,
I support the venture of still bringing, making merch to the valley. You don't see that very often.
Yeah, I don't. Not for it.
I sat on this hat the whole way
here. I thought it was ironic.
Oh.
I thought it was like valley mentality. Never.
Get the valley, so I like can't speak to the mentality of those in the valley.
I don't mind it, actually.
Can I pay you a
compliment? I'm getting used to it now.
Yeah.
I love when you say buddy.
Oh, my buddy?
Yeah, because I feel like no one else really does it the way you do.
That feels not like when I hear other people say buddy, I'm like, douche.
Oh, I accidentally called Tristan buddy yesterday, and it felt so
wrong. Well, when you call someone buddy,
wrong to their face,
that's like saying, hey, pal. Hey, yeah. Champ.
Can I ask?
Can you have those papers on my desk by the end of the day, champ?
Yeah, like if you were introducing the person, you're like, this is my pal. This is my pal, Connor.
It's my pal. It's like, you're a make-a-wish kid to that person.
Oh.
Because you're his pal.
Do you think you subconsciously say buddy, like, because you, they like rank
okay,
in a certain
here,
space
let me,
on your list of friends? Like, not like too close, but not acquaintance?
Buddy's kind of like a blanket.
Or
like
you
my
think
buddy
anyone
Cody, like,
can
in
be
that,
buddy.
You know,
okay.
Or like, yeah, my buddy that I hate. You know,
uh-huh.
I could also say that.
Yeah, buddy, I think covers like all
best
different genres of friend,
yeah.
Friends and friendship.
Now, when someone that you work with calls you buddy, that may be your peer,
fight
you have to
the
fight
back.
Them.
Yeah.
You have to fight them yeah. outside.
Yeah.
Or start a rumor about them on Slack.
Yeah.
Hey, Brooke.
Hi, Connor.
Are you ready to MAP?
I'm ready to pee.
Ignorance is bliss. I'm living in a world of my own, and it's awesome.
Oh, I thought I was responsible for 9/11 when I was 5.
Where were you?
In Pennsylvania. Touch grass, might I suggest.
We're just going to dive right in today. Okay, here's another one. Say you're in a 7-Eleven with someone, and someone's dad approaches you and says, hey, buddy, you're about to get verbally assaulted.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were prepped for this.
No, it's just all coming out all at once. I had a boss when I was interning and kept calling me buddy. And I was like, I don't want to. Yeah. I felt I had nothing but hate in
you
my heart.
You felt sick.
Because,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
yeah.
We work in an office. I sit 4 feet away from you.
Yeah.
Yeah. One time,
buddy.
One of my preschooler's moms called me dude. And that I have never shaken. Because I thought it was like so. And it was like in a like rude way.
Yes.
Can you like imagine like calling your child's female preschool teacher dude?
Yeah. That's some disrespect.
That is some disrespect.
Truly some disrespect.
Some disrespect.
So the female.
And I hope she's listening.
The she is.
Do you have anything to say mm-hmm. back to her?
I want to say
listen,
that.
Listen, dude.
Dude, that was not good. That was not good. And
nice.
it lingered.
Nice.
And it lingered and it's still lingering.
No,
those
yeah.
good stern
yeah,
words.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you
hey,
told
look,
her.
Not good right now. So,
yeah.
Yes.
The female equivalent would be like, hey, girly. Right? Or
girly,
like,
yeah.
Buddy?
Girly,
girly
girl,
like, feel like,
bestie.
Oh,
bestie. Bestie's bad. Bestie's bad. If I ever get a DM that says, hey, bestie, let me stop you right there. I'm not reading the rest.
Like, you see the preview and says, hey, bestie?
Yep. Closing it out.
Well, every time you get, like, a hey, girly, it's always, like, your boyfriend's cheating on you. And I have proof.
Oh.
I have proof.
Because hey, bestie is hey, bestie, like, insult.
Hey, bestie. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's why...
Oh, sorry.
Do you think buddy is the same for guys as girly is? I feel like girly is very passive aggressive.
You don't think buddy's passive?
Yeah.
Well, no, because I'm Canadian. Like, we actually say
hey,
that.
Oh, hey, bud.
Yeah, hey,
oh,
bud
crap.
Is my buddy. It's
so,
not like...
I think buddy totally depends on the context and the person you're talking to.
Yeah.
Whereas bestie universally, jail, as well as girly could be context situational. But I think bestie is like universal jail, whereas buddy and girly are
girly,
more up to interpretation.
To use girly positively, though, you'd have to be one of those girls that's like, hey, girly, mama needs a drink. Like, that's the kind
yeah.
of girl you'd have to be.
Yeah.
For like, engage. Like, you'd have to be like one of those
yeah.
girls.
Hey, we do exist, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are out there.
Yeah.
Do that again.
Totally.
Engaged.
She said yes.
I said yes.
Yes.
And her like jaw is about to break and she can swallow something whole.
Yeah.
Potato
totally,
whole.
Totally. Totally.
And digest it later.
Yeah.
Swallow now, digest later. That's my motto. Yeah.
Okay, well, Cody, welcome to...
Thank you so much.
Welcome to BNC and C, MAP.
BNC.
We're so happy
MAP.
To have you.
Thanks.
One of our favorite guests, of
Thank
course.
You so much.
Yeah,
it's
of
been
course.
A long time.
It has been
it
a
has.
Long time. Our last episode, jail.
Why?
Why?
We were so new to doing this, and I think
yeah.
that like
oh,
you
yeah.
kind of got on. Nothing against you. I just think that now, like yesterday on the brainstorm, we're like thinking there. We're like, we don't even have to do this with code
because uh-huh.
we're gonna go on and it's gonna be, you know, it probably won't even touch our.
So you didn't brainstorm at all?
Oh,
because I have nothing.
No,
no, we have a little.
I have nothing.
We have those.
You guys,
we have those candies again.
It's my eighth day of podcasting in a row. I have no more opinions,
Cody.
No more takes, nothing.
Oh, I'm
cool.
sorry.
That's why people come to our podcast because you don't have to have anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
And
yeah.
I think this is like
we'll be like
yeah.
Yesterday, last week, you know what we talked about? Air.
What about
it? Are you pro or anti?
I'd say I'm pretty pro.
Yeah,
I like that.
Totally,
you,
me too.
I like that.
I'm kind of anti flying through it.
Oh, really? I feel like you're flying through it all the time.
I mean, I am. Well, I mean, like
you're kind of like jet setting in a way.
Yeah. No, I don't really. We
hey,
don't
buddy,
really travel that
buddy,
much.
You're jet setting.
Not as much as you, dude.
That's true.
You're fucking on a plane every week.
You really are, and you love it, right? Being on
no,
in the air.
No, I told you that okay. I almost asked the flight attendant if we could fly a little lower last time we were on.
Why?
Because I randomly one day got like stomach drop. I looked out the window. We're so high up and we're above a cloud.
You think you'd be used to it?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but
like
no.
40% of your life, I feel like, is spent on a plane.
I that used to be like the most peaceful thing to me, and now I'm like, we are so high up, I have to.
Did you actually ask the flight attendant that?
I mean, no, I had to convince myself. You know, where it's like. You have to just go to sleep right now because mm-hmm. there's no other answer for what you're feeling. I was like, just go to sleep. But now I take a Benadryl.
Well, have you heard the Jell-O theory?
What?
I actually have not heard it, but I know it. I know it exists and it makes people feel a lot better
what
in
is
the
it?
Air. It's like basically the idea that the plane is in Jell-O, but that's as far as I know.
Oh, air pressure.
If that's sounding no. That
one thing about me,
okay,
she hands me the baton. I'll take it from here, Brooke.
That's sounding right. Okay.
Air pressure, Brooke.
Okay, Connor, let me give you a little bit more details
yeah.
about the air pressure. It's simpler than one might think.
Okay.
The pilot told Helene to.
Who's
well,
Helene?
Yeah. Well, the pilot had told her.
Who is Helene?
Yes.
And is she the one that
Helene
came
was
up
at
with
the fire
I think
in
she,
the Bronx last night?
In the Bronx.
She's a pretty. Yeah. Why didn't we start?
Okay.
With that, by the
oh,
way?
Oops.
The plane. Okay.
We,
think
I
about the
we
plane.
Did.
We can circle back to that, but yeah. after we think about the plane being a rock in the middle of a cup of Jell-O. So essentially, the Jell-O serves as a visual for how much pressure is approaching the plane from all sides, keeping it in the air no matter how much it jiggles.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
I have something to say.
So you have to think of yourself as a rock, POV rock in Jell-O.
What, I have something to say.
What?
Bullshit.
Well, I don't
no,
agree.
No, there's a bunch of metal in the sky. That's not Jell-O, and that's not a rock.
But it's the same. If you
Are
were
you
to think about it.
Turn those engines off, that plane's going to
We're not
sit
turning
there.
The engines off right now.
Yeah, this is at the speed that the plane is going.
Yeah.
That's when the pressure
is. This
is
more
like
about turbulence and jiggling.
Okay.
But there's the thing. That's where the theory breaks, is that you could always slow the plane down.
They're not going to do that.
That could always happen.
The theory breaks when the wing breaks. That's what I'm saying. I'm scared of the wing breaking.
I'm scared of birds flying in, because why does that not happen more often?
It does.
But why are we all not landing in the Hudson then?
Because those were geese, and geese have an ass on them. A lot of people
I
forget.
Don't...
Much more viscous.
Yeah, that's why we eat them.
They're dense birds.
Yeah.
But why is that not happening more, I guess?
I think that
question.
They that specific flock was running deep with the homies, and the engine just couldn't take it. Or Sully just was like, let's land in the Hudson.
Yeah.
No, he had no
hey,
choice.
Hey, my engine went out.
I want to put Oops. This bitch down. Yeah.
I went on a spiral with that, and then because I was getting all these clips on TikTok about Sully, and then I had to watch the movie, and that's all. That's it.
It's a good
that's
movie.
About, that's about it on Who, that.
Is he this? Isn't it
Tom
Hanks?
Yeah.
He's the alcoholic, right?
No,
that's,
that was someone else. Because I
that's
was waiting.
That movie is
all of Sully. I was waiting for him to all of a sudden be like, "Oh, and I'm an alcoholic," and it never
no,
happened.
Bro, I had the opposite thing. I kept waiting for Sully to land in the Hudson.
No, Sully did land in the Hudson. He just wasn't an alcoholic.
I'm sorry, Denzel Washington.
Oh, no.
In flight.
What happened to him?
He went to jail forever.
No, not forever. I don't think.
But how did they catch him? Like, did something happen? Like, an incident?
Something was going wrong, and he actually landed the plane safely.
Successfully, yeah.
But one of the flight attendants, I think, like, told on him.
Oh.
And then he got pulled in because she thought the reason that a mechanical issue had happened was because he was drunk, and it wasn't a mechanical issue. They thought he messed something up.
Oh.
Because you can't give a pilot benefit of the doubt, I guess, for drinking.
Right, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, like, you should be able to have a couple, you know?
Can pilots drink when they're off the clock?
Yeah.
Can they? No, not
just as long as they're not going back on the clock anytime soon.
Yeah, it's the same way, like, a bus driver can go out after a long day of driving a bus.
No, but there's, like, more rules.
No, you can't. No, you can't have, like, one and then go get on the plane.
No, but I'm saying, like, you can.
Imagine you're under point. Your pilot at the airport bar.
0.08.
Right. Like,
hey, I've just had one.
But isn't there, like, a few day buffer?
He's like, should we do another one?
A few days before you fly?
I should. I mean, you can go, like all the international pilots you land, that's, like, a thing that used to happen, I think, a lot when the OG Top Gun first came out. Like, girls would, like, go to the bars when the pilots landed, right, and, like, meet them, and then they would only be there, like, one night. Right. And it was, like, the hussy's dream. That's how my mom met my dad.
Oh, that's sweet.
And
so he was boozing. Is he a pilot?
Yeah. Yeah, he just retired.
Oh, nice.
But he was. But, like,
so he would hit the bar after the flight.
We would go. Yeah, like, I did some flights with him where I hope that I'm speaking legally, but we would go, like, to dinner after, like, I'd go with him because he did international trips, and we would do, like, London, go get a beer, and then
that seems fine. Do you think he would like a plane?
But the next day, actually, like, the next afternoon. So I guess that makes sense.
Do you think he'd pack like a road beer in his bag just, like, for, like, 30 minutes before the flight landed, just kind of get a start on?
I'll ask him. Let me shoot him a text,
like a fireball shot.
Let's see if he gets back to us.
Okay, how did we start talking about fire in the Bronx before we recorded?
Because you were running late this morning.
Oh, because of the fire in the Bronx that killed 10 people because of the fire in the Bronx. And Cody had never seen that.
Yeah. I don't think we were recording when we first started talking about this whole thing anyway.
No, I don't either.
But Brooke was running late this morning, so she sent Izzy a text that said, I'm running late due to a fire in the Bronx that killed 10 people in the fire that was in the Bronx this morning. And the whole joke was this is how you talk when you're trying to hit a word count on an essay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You just say the same thing twice.
Yeah.
As well as... Two.
Yeah.
Right. It reminds
me
of the...
As well as in addition.
Yeah.
10 people died in the Bronx last night due to a fire that killed 10 people in the Bronx last night during a fire.
Oh my God, that's perfect. Is that real?
It's 100% real.
Really?
Yes.
What, did somebody write that on the teleprompter?
That's a good question.
She nailed, like, the newscaster. Like,
it was perfect.
That's a really good
question,
actually. It was perfect. Actually.
She nailed it.
It's so funny. Like, someone probably got in trouble for that, and now that's, like, what you want for your news channel. It's, like, go viral.
Right. Well, it reminds me of the Jeremy Strong memes that I'm obsessed with.
Yeah.
Cody, have you seen those?
No.
He just, like, has such a way of speaking in interviews that's, like, I don't want to say pretentious because I really think he was, like, born this way and he's not trying to do anything. But let's just pull one up because I love when you react to things. And they are, like, my favorite thing in the world.
Because he kind of is Kendall, right?
He is kind of Kendall, but even, like,
he's Kendall-y
on steroids. And, like, people just make memes of everything he says in interviews.
On steroids?
No, he's not on steroids. No, but think about Kendall's character metaphorically on steroids.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you get Jeremy Strong.
Gotcha.
And
his
actually,
last name is Strong.
There's a specific account.
He's lucky.
I think it's Sam Huberty on TikTok. That just has all of the good. Yeah. Okay, when you've had a great night out and your friend brings a round of shots at 1:30. Okay.
And it felt like it possibly, you know, what is it? From the sublime to the ridiculous is but a small step. It felt like we might be taking that step.
It's just like, there are so many and they're so good.
Who has quotes like that on deck, you know?
He has,
like, proverbs and
he
shit.
He has an,
like,
unlimited amount in his arsenal, and he's not afraid to use them.
I don't have a single one.
He's not afraid to use them.
I don't have a single one.
I would listen. Would you?
There'd be no point in me listening, because I don't even know what he meant by that.
Oh, it's from the sublime to the ridiculous.
I get it, but it took me, it's like having to reread a page of a book several times.
Yeah.
Oh, say it, that.
It's kind of like the feeling that you get when your friend brings a round of shots at 1:30 a.m.
So it's like taking it from one level, which you can wrap your head around, to like the next, which is like a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah. Oh, Merry Pranksters. Oh.
I want to see some other ones.
Yeah. Just click on some with a lot of views. Oh, this isn't him.
Good morning, sir.
Sorry.
I do like a good Succession meme, though. You know?
I didn't watch any Succession.
Oh, really?
Oh.
No.
Okay.
It's so painful.
My girlfriend explaining to me why she can't pick the restaurant she wants to eat at.
It's so painful in so many ways. I feel like I was brought to this place of dilemma and these insoluble choices that people have to make, or choices that they don't make and then live with for the rest of their lives. And
it's
that
so
is so
painful. So good.
That is also very choices.
Also very choices. True.
Very true. Sometimes he really hits the nail on the head with his captions. Mr. Sam Huberty, thank you for your service.
That did kind of sound like Kels sometimes.
Like Cal's trying to decide where to eat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what are you in the
mood
for?
I mean, he's spot on.
I don't want to make that decision.
Yeah.
At this time.
At this time, because it's insoluble right now.
It's insoluble.
Yeah.
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 What do you mean by insoluble? Like, that's where I get stuck, because I'm like, sounded great. You nailed it. But
okay.
I don't know what he means. Insoluble. Like,
yeah, let's listen to that one again and really try to figure out what he is actually saying without
due to insoluble choices at this time.
At this difficult time.
So they can't be dissolved.
They can't be dissolved. So they can't be chosen.
They can't be hidden in plain sight. It's what it sounds like to me. That's what.
Okay, wait. Let me listen again.
It's so painful, in so many ways. I feel like I was brought to this place of dilemma, and these insoluble choices that
insoluble
people.
Wait, pause it. Look at the first comment. Insoluble choices. What?
Yeah, I don't think that was meant to be understood.
Yeah, I think maybe we're on the right here.
Right.
Maybe like we called them out on the bullshit.
Right.
That doesn't actually make literal
sense. Insoluble choices, good source of
that's
source
a good
of
source of
fiber.
Okay, so kind of like fiber.
Like beans,
yeah.
Or legumes.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, you know what he meant.
Now I think.
Like, he has his own language. He repurposes words.
No, yeah, you can say shit that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and we understand what he's saying.
Yeah, as long as the vibe is right.
And his vibes are on.
That
100%
is exactly. That's just the woman talking about the Bronx Fire in a different font.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like you're just talking in circles. You're not getting to anything.
That's true.
With your insoluble choices.
Yeah, that's very
this
true.
This is a podcast of insoluble choices.
Oh my God.
When it comes down to it. That should be our category on
you
Spotify.
You have to do that on a hat or something now.
That, yeah.
We have so much
choices.
Insoluble choices.
We talk every week about, like, what? Why are we in the dating advice category? Like,
I don't know. Yeah, we need to be in the insoluble choices category.
Let's start that category on Spotify.
I would love to.
How hard would it be to start a new category and just put us in it?
It would not be, because as I've said, if you're in your own category, you're always
number one.
And people would see that and be like, I don't know what this is, but they must
be
smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Insoluble choices.
Yeah.
We could do Thesaurus Day, too, where we just read a thesaurus all day.
Yeah.
You have... Like, if I ask you, what's your favorite quote right now? Do you have one?
This is so, so bizarrely weird. Because, Ryan, did you hear out in the parking lot when I was like, I don't even know why I said it. I was like, well, that's as long as the day is short. And I was like, why did I even, what was that about? I don't even know why I said that. He's like, what do you mean long as the day is short? And I was like.
Wait, you called him on it?
Yeah, I was like, what are you?
Wait,
and
what
I
that?
Was.
What does that
like,
mean?
The day is as long as it is short as well.
Yeah.
As
also in addition.
In addition to that.
As well as, yeah.
And the people
adding on to it into
don't have maps. And do you remember that quote?
No.
The girl on the, what is that? Like America number one, what is it? The modeling thing, pageant?
Right.
No.
Okay,
not,
so you do have one. That's your quote.
Oh, this is like, no. I have a better one, like a video quote.
No, like a quote from like a, I guess like an esteemed like person.
Oh, I was thinking.
Like if you were to do what Jeremy Strong just did in the last one and say like, oh, what? How does the saying go or whatever? Like,
insoluble choices.
Yeah, no, the one before that.
Oh.
When he said the, or whatever. How does it, from the sublime to the whatever?
The ridiculous.
Yes, exactly. That was like a quote from someone, right?
No.
He just said, no, but it was like a turn of phrase, wasn't it?
I think that might have come out of him.
So that was a
like an original.
Quote.
I think that's an original. Okay, so I think that's an original
that's
JS.
I won.
Yeah, from the Sublime to the Ridiculous. I was going to say mine was Tom's house was broken into.
No, because
Tom Payne quote. See,
He's asking for like from someone.
I know, but before he had clarified, I was going to say Tom's house was broken.
I was going to say that dude that's out like in the countryside, and he's a reporter, and he's like, Sam Jacobson's house was broken into last night. Get this motherfucking bug out of my fucking face. Get me out of this country.
Oh, my God.
Bugs flying in my face and shit.
I love that one.
I don't know that one, but I feel like I've seen it now.
Sam Jacobson's house was broken into.
It just breaks.
And then he just breaks the newscaster voice.
Get me out of this country ass motherfucked up town. It's so funny. And he totally breaks
it. Oh, I'm excited.
What really happened that evening?
What really happened on that Thursday here at Augusta High School that led to Chris Wood's death?
What the fuck is that? I'm dying this fucking country ass fuck up
now. Oh, that's really good.
Damn, that's from Break. Break.com, remember that?
No.
Oh my God.
Get the fuck out.
Was that like pre-Vine?
Yeah, it was kind of like E-Bomb's World, but it was like for like skateboarding slams and shit, wasn't it?
Ruled.
You know what E-Bomb's World is?
No.
Brooke like lived.
Damn, you guys like, are young.
I was on E-Bomb's World nonstop. And then it quickly, like, we had E-Bomb's for a while, and then it went to Funny or Die.
No, I know that.
No.
Like the website, not like Funny or Die clips and like.
It didn't change.
Well, no. But like that's where we moved on.
Oh, you're
to.
Saying
E-Bomb's
like
World,
you moved on to it.
I have a very short.
It's still around.
Short memory of E-Bomb's. Oh, this Kevin James thing.
Oh, I'm over that one.
The best one that I've seen, I'm like pretty sick of them, but uh-huh. The best one is the one, have you seen the ones like, these edibles aren't doing anything, and then it's like 45 minutes later, and it's like a mirrored image of that. So he has two of the same
that's
eyes,
good.
And the smile.
That's
like,
good. That's really good.
They just like, once the brands start getting a hold of a meme, I'm like, I have to stay off the internet for 3 more days.
Yeah, and it's like right away now.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen Squishy on TikTok?
No.
Do you scroll through TikTok, Cody?
Sometimes.
There's this person, Squishy, and I think they've had like multiple different accounts already that have been taken away. But basically, Squishy is like so self-aware, which is what makes it cool. But they're in a psych ward currently and just like vlogging, basically, but kind of like living in a different headspace. And I don't know if like... I'm talking about it in a way that's like okay to actually air this.
This is, we know your heart.
Yeah. But I think like Squishy like owns it. Can we look at Squishy on TikTok? That's Squishy.
Oh, I know Squishy.
Do you know Squishy? Can you look at like the most, there's a way to like sort them.
Wait, video. How do you know? These have like 500 views.
But there's a way to, because I'm already on Squishy Talk.
I saw one.
From the ones that were big. If
anal.
We can, no, I'm not, yes, there's that one, but that's not the one I'm referring to. Squishy like is like kind of ahead of a kingdom of something. I think you can sort them. Like there's a filter at the top.
You can't do that on desktop.
Oh, you cannot do it on desktop. So you can just go to a random Squishy one.
Is Squishy an elf?
I think Squishy identifies as an elf.
Okay. Gotcha.
For the most part.
Oh, is that where the ears are?
Yeah. But.
Just click one.
Okay, that's fine.
So that works.
Okay.
All right.
That's not what I'm talking about. The really like articulate.
Not my favorite video.
No. That's not it. This always happens when I really need to like come with like examples ready to go. Okay, let's give it a go. Whatever. No. No, this isn't it. Squishy, this isn't what I need from you right now. I swear that's not what they're usually like. Okay.
Actually, universal credit isn't one of the benefits we're on. You really should educate yourself about these matters before daring to speak to me in such a way. Were I not disabled, I would probably be your boss, and even disabled, I am 10 times more intelligent than you will ever be, and 50 times more beloved.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Well, it's really
times more beloved.
Yeah.
Is a phenomenal
quote.
Yeah. I'm just
could never be
you.
No,
I just get. I have been really sucked into Squishy.
50 times more insoluble.
50 times more insoluble in terms of choices.
Wouldn't dream of
it. In terms of choices.
Wouldn't dream of it.
Yeah. Anyway, that's Squishy.
Wow. Well.
Something got sent over.
Wishing Squishy the best. Oh wait, we got a gift.
Oh, this is exciting.
What's BR?
A few weeks ago, I was talking about this cake that I used to eat every birthday that I thought had been discontinued.
Okay.
And it's a Baskin Robbins turtle pie. And Baskin Robbins reached out and sent one.
Woo!
Which is so exciting because I thought they were gone.
Oh my God.
It's so what we're working with, Cody, is a layer of like Oreo crust at the bottom, followed by ice cream with like, I think it's pralines that are in there, and then fudge. Oh, Connor. And caramel. And it is like truly like I'm not a big ice cream cake person, but this is, I think, like, I don't want to say the best cake in the world, but it could be the best cake in the world.
I'm really excited.
Yeah.
It looks phenomenal. So you thought it had gotten discontinued.
I thought it had gotten discontinued.
Baskin Robbins got
discontinued. I didn't know if it was either Baskin Robbins being discontinued.
No offense. Thank you so much for the pie.
Thank you so much. I know that all of the Baskin Robbins where I used to live are no longer there. So I thought that maybe they had been discontinued.
Do you think this was like a liquidation sale sort of thing?
I don't know.
They're like, we got to get rid of these fucking things anyway. So
maybe, but I feel like they've been liquidated for quite some time.
Yeah.
Did you double check that it's the actual, like it's Baskin Robbins account?
Yes.
Some,
well, no, is it via
give your address to somebody?
No.
Yeah,
it was,
dude.
No, it seems really legit. And this is the turtle pie.
Yeah, I got a turtle pie.
This is a turtle pie.
Yeah. Lady Efron.
No, down to the tinfoil. This is a turtle pie. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I can cut it up and whatnot. You guys talk while I kind of prepare it.
All right.
Okay.
Well, while Brooke talks, while I talk, while Brooke cuts and prepares the
turtle
pie.
Get rid of those things. Throw those things in the fire in the Bronx.
is this what they talk about in that that Christmas song?
Which one?
Save me some turtle doves.
Yeah, no, they were talking about the pie from Baskin and Robbins.
I didn't
know
how popular
this is. In the song that's like 5,000 years old.
I don't know what goes on in Philly.
Okay, I'm gonna say it's going to be a milkshake right now. So
that's fine. No worries. Ever heard of Jell-O theory?
Should we? So just picture yourself, you're a pecan and you're floating on top of a turtle pie.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you get nervous on a plane.
Yeah, exactly.
I will say.
Did they send this like just in the mail with no like freezing element or anything?
There?
Just been sitting around. Never heard anyone. I mean, it looks delicious.
So good.
Okay.
I'm a little concerned.
I kind of like, I always try to talk to, is that one
it
scoop or are you all sharing?
It also
that's
looks like, kind of fucking disgusting.
That's enough for all of us.
Can I just dunk right in here?
Nice. Yeah.
That's good. But you need to make sure you're getting every fudge,
piece.
Get the Oreo, get the nut.
You can have that one. I'm gonna make sure
okay.
I get a little bit of everything right here. Can you actually hand the turtle pie towards?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
How about you just go from here, Connor?
I don't really want to go from your
Wait,
pile.
You can taste the
but
turtle.
Make sure you get the, but make sure you get the caramel too.
Okay.
And.
Okay.
Okay.
You like took my piece.
Sorry.
Off of my spoon.
Sorry. Okay.
So if you could, okay. We're just kind of going into each other's territory at this time.
I'm just going to get that.
Actually,
right
I want
there.
A piece of, I think
I'm
going
to get
that
one.
So good.
A little bit of your tooth on that bite.
Yeah. It's made of real turtle, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's just how I remember it.
No, it actually is fucking incredible.
Isn't that so good?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yo,
oh,
shut
man.
Up, Baskin.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, like, I like do this thing. Like, I love ice cream. I talked about this the other day. I love ice cream so much that, like, sometimes my, like, willingness to go so far out of my way to get a cone of ice cream, and I feel like a dog in a clown hat when I go and I'm eating ice cream out of a cone by myself. And recently I got, like, shy getting it, Cody, and I was telling Brooke this the other day. I, like, went in and had to... I pretended like I was on the phone with somebody, and I was like, "Oh, you want the?
No way, really?
You want the brownie fudge, double with?
Oh my
and,
god!
Wait,
that's
you want
so good.
You want whipped cream? Okay, cool. Yeah, can I get a brownie fudge with whipped cream, and then can I also get that strawberry delight? And I got two.
Are you sure? That's like an embarrassing order. Sorry.
I got them both, and then I walked out with two. And it's kind of like a fun life hack, If you're going,
oh, so you ordered one, and then you also ordered one for someone that was on the phone.
I was embarrassed to just like go get myself an ice cream.
Nice.
I'm having like a visceral reaction to the.
I did. I walked by Salt and Straw yesterday, and I had like 15 minutes to kill, and I had nothing to do, and I was like, should I pop in there and just get myself a little?
Did you?
Little treat? I didn't.
Oh, oh damn!
Cody, you should have.
That's like holding in a sneeze. That's like when someone sees you're like.
What?
That's like walking by and being like, should I go in? I'm saying no. First of all, we salute you. Second of all,
I've never gotten ice cream by myself, I don't think.
Oh, it's healing. It's like kind of like.
It's like
something is healing about it, like for your inner child.
I mean, yeah.
There's something about like doing things that you just couldn't do when you were a kid. Like you couldn't just like walk into an ice cream store by yourself and get an ice cream because you would have to ask your parents and go through all these hoops and trials and tribulations.
You sign in.
So that's really powerful.
No, you're right.
And that's why I got a guinea pig as well.
You're right. You're totally right. I think it was the sense of embarrassment that I would get if someone were to, I know this is kind of vain, but like if someone were to recognize me in there, because it happens a lot around that area.
They'd be like, look at that old person eating alone.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Connor.
No, same vibe though.
Exactly.
That's why I always have my AirPods in. They're dead. I'm talking out loud to no one. And I'm like, you want a double chocolate brownie? Like, I should be incarcerated.
yeah, that's pretty.
That's sad.
I wonder if this is a part of like fragile masculinity, because I do not have this issue. Like, I am fine going and getting an ice cream.
You don't want to be seen doing something.
I could not care less about getting an ice cream cone alone.
My whole thing is like, I'm so
scared.
Do you
feel like it's more like societally, socially acceptable for a woman to do it?
Like, this is something that women would say would give them the ick. Is a guy like standing there alone?
Yeah.
Like,
oh my God. Yeah.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, so
like
it's our
completely
fault.
Alone, no friends, no nothing.
Oh.
Sitting on a bench outside an ice cream shop.
Well, go back to your car.
That's even worse.
Drive away.
Cody, go hold your melting ice cream cone and drive around in your car.
Yeah.
While it melts onto your lap.
No, that's even worse.
I.
How do you pull up beside someone at traffic?
At traffic.
You have to
oh
complete
my God.
In traffic.
Every time I pull up to traffic.
This is the kind of stuff.
I seek it out.
I have an appointment at traffic at 3, so I have a heart out.
This is like, do you mind if I bring up the one comment on your pirate post about white privilege?
Oh, you can bring up. No, Brooke, I hope you do.
Okay, so we had a clip from the pod last week that was, there are two kinds of guys, the guys that think about the Roman Empire and then guys that think about pirates, which is Connor's idea. Well, brilliant, because he thinks about pirates.
It's a further juncture from the Roman Empire guys, and it's like every guy thinks about this. And I'm like, I don't think every guy thinks about that, because until we started talking about it, I don't know shit about the Roman Empire. What would I think about it?
Right, yeah. Pirates.
In the same lane or an opposite lane.
I'm in your camp.
Every now and then I'm like
a little bit. I do think about that.
You see the ocean, you see a sailboat, one thing leads to another, suddenly it's high seas and rum and mystery
just,
and maps.
Pull up in a ship with a bunch of shit they wanted to trade and they'd like pop into town.
Yeah.
And then trade for like rugs and stuff and then get back in their ships and voyage.
Voyage.
You know?
I love the idea of a voyage.
Yeah.
So you're both pirate guys.
Yeah, yeah. I also don't know that much about the Roman Empire.
I don't know.
Like, kind
don't
of embarrassed.
Know when it was, what,
I'm
who
kind
it
of
is.
Embarrassed now after this whole meme. I should probably be one of the guys, but
I'm
not one of the guys.
I can speak to it now. It was like the most ideal like society for while it was around. They came out, I think it was like that era was like the most volume of new inventions ever created.
Oh, they were
like
doing inventions
today.
In the Roman Empire?
They made it was the first time that surgery started like existing, like medical surgery.
They invented
roads. Roads, like the ones we drive on, like the highway system is based off of like apparently.
Roads? Surgery?
They had like
Holy fuck. The
aqueduct, which was like
and
to bring
aqueduct.
The elements of surgery, legal system,
roads,
newspapers, public press.
Okay, it seems like you do feel strongly
buildings,
about the Roman Empire.
I felt
the press and the aqueduct.
Okay.
Hell yes.
They fucking invented cement.
Wow. A lot came
from there. It's pretty crazy what they did. Now, do I miss them or think about them? I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit about them.
Right.
I'm glad they're dead. But, oh my God, I'm going to cancel for saying I'm glad Brooke and I are dead. Brooke just gave me the look that's like, are you sure you want to say that? Yeah, I'm okay. There's like someone's great, 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 great grandchild that runs the brand deals at like Viacom. They're going to be like, yeah, no.
It's hard because I never know what people Brooke are going to say, which brings me back to my original.
Yeah, yeah. So what's the what?
So, okay, so somebody had commented on that clip of Connor saying that there are two types of guys, saying like, wow, like I never thought white privilege existed until this moment because you have... You don't have to think about like putting food on the table. You just are privileged enough to just think about pirates.
And then every comment after that, because it started to go viral, and I was like, oh, it's sparking this conversation. The conversation in question, oh, couldn't be anyone in the LGBTQIA plus community because we have to think about equity. We have to think about our safety. We have to think about, and I said, this is not all I think about. I don't exclusively think about pirates all day. Like, it was just crazy. Like, everyone was like, oh, he likes pancakes. He must fucking hate waffles. Like,
right.
I didn't say that. That's all, taken out of context. It's just crazy. The paragraphs we
paragraphs
got on like, oh, you know, if privilege. You think about pirates, you must not think about.
So but they were they saying the same thing about the Roman Empire stuff?
I think.
Like, were they also in the comments of those videos? Because it's just, it was just a meme.
I'm sure, you know what? I would imagine that they are based off of it. Seems like they have a lot of time on their hands. Yeah. But specifically, Connor had gotten the brunt of this because the video did well. So that's good.
Well, I think it was doing well because people were sharing it, being like, look at this fucking twerp.
Yeah.
And all he thinks about is pirates.
No, you and think about other things.
I'm like,
insult.
Samurais.
The aqueduct.
The aqueduct. Cement.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Well, then a lot of people brought up, now like moving forward, that was the first time people had like dogged on me big time in comments, and I was like, you guys are losers. Like, I was commenting back like, get well soon. Yeah, I don't care. Like, that specific one where I like felt 100%
in the right
solid being it's a goofy video, like, I was like, you guys, a bunch of people were actually sane in the head in the comments. They were like, girl, are you okay? Like, talking to the people that were like,
Do you ever read the YouTube Shorts comments?
Hell no.
YouTube Shorts is the most dangerous place on the internet.
I know.
Yeah. I love YouTube Shorts to death.
Oh, genuinely. I would never say a bad word about YouTube Shorts.
I love YouTube Shorts because every
watch them?
Yeah, but anytime I would post, they wouldn't even go. Like, I wasn't worried about numbers on YouTube Shorts, but you would grow in subscribers the more like shorts you'd post.
No, I know. That's like still a thing. Like, some people, like somebody's watching them.
Yeah.
But like the ones we do for Insanely Chill like work really well.
Yeah.
But the comments are like, they're reaching people that just have no that just have no connection to me or my content or anything that I would ever.
Isn't that crazy?
Like the real world, like reality.
But I mean, it's their own
their
reality,
mom and
which is just so different from anything that I like touch on ever.
Right. Yeah.
So then they're like, I don't understand. This guy's like a fucking loser.
No worries. Keep scrolling.
Yeah.
There's the rest of the internet as well you could check out.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. There's,
beyond this video.
Yeah, that is
They must
true.
Have carpal tunnel from how much they... Oh, I just saw this TikTok and it was like, the one disease that we have most rampantly right now is like, everyone thinks that everything has to be for them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just saw that. That was a great one.
Some girl posted...
That was a great one. Her example was great where it was like, I watched some like really great hair tutorial.
Yeah.
And the comment will be like, I'm bald. How do I do this?
Right.
Well, it was about
like, it's not for you.
Right.
It was about this girl that posted this recipe. It was like a bean soup for, I guess, like menstrual cramps, like the day, whatever. And she was like, it really helps me. Like, here's what I do for it. And someone commented on it. Like, all the comments were like, well, I don't like beans. What could I do? And it was called, by the way, I don't know if you guys caught this, bean soup. So instead of being like, oh, I'm glad this works, she was like responding to comments being like, if you don't like beans, like maybe you could try it. And it's like, you're not you don't have to respond to these. It was crazy.
Yeah, she is so much more patient and kind and understanding than I feel like I could be in that situation.
You don't like beans?
Like, I would literally just
grow
like,
up.
Like scroll.
Scroll
keep
on.
Scrolling. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to like beans.
No, you don't. In fact, I don't.
I'm not selling you
I'm
beans.
I'm scrolling past the video,
I'm not the
though.
Bean salesman.
Yeah.
I'm not Jack.
Yeah.
With his bean stock.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a cow for me? All I have is these three beans.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like beans. No worries. Go to the next booth.
Yeah. 100% Connor. Good example.
I know that fired me up a lot, but it's just this thing that's like, everything has to be tailored to each, to everybody.
No, I think it's a, I feel like it's a symptom of like the algorithm because it feels like it is.
Yeah.
And they try to make it like it is.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
When you scroll, like they try their best to make sure that every video is somehow relevant to you. So when one comes up that's not, people feel like it, they should be.
They're talking.
They're like, wait, why was this served to me? Why was this bean soup thing served to me? I feel like this is important info. Other people are liking it and commenting on it. So I should be in on this too. But I hate beans.
Yeah.
But I hate
beans.
That's
kind of a really beautiful empathetic stance.
That is good.
Yeah.
I'm not being empathetic with the people because I also fucking hate it.
Yeah.
But
like, you should be smart enough to just be like, hey, just keep scrolling.
Whatever. But it is like kind of their POV, even though it's not right.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I think that's why it's happening.
Right.
Because everything right now is like designed to make us feel like it's for us.
For you,
that
pay.
We stay on FYP. It longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny when it gets on people's pages that don't follow you and then they start talking to you as if you weren't the person that posted the video in the comments. Why does he only talk out of the side of his mouth?
Yeah.
Like,
why do you?
I am here. I am here in the comment section as well.
Why does
I don't
he?
Know. Do I?
I've never seen that.
Why does he?
I got like 15 comments. I was like, why is he only, did he have a stroke? Like, why is he only,
really?
Did I have a stroke? Like, I literally got in my head a little bit on that one.
I feel like maybe your filming voice is different than your regular voice, if that makes sense. You know how you like have a different, kind of like a personality a little bit when you're filming?
Yeah.
It's so funny. I think yours might be talking out of the side of your mouth.
It's so funny. You like go, you like have this great video idea and then you're like, is it, would it be funny if I was like a fire in the Bronx last night?
Right.
And I would be like, okay, I'm going to film. There was a fire in the Bronx last night. It like full, my, your voice like switches to like video voice.
It's like same voice when a teacher would call on you in class.
Yeah.
And I try so hard to not change my voice at all. It is impossible. You don't have a different voice.
I feel like maybe I do. Kelsey used to make fun of me for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I feel like you are really good at like consistently having
the same. So are you guys.
Well, I think on the podcast now.
Yeah.
But like if we have to film an ad or something, it's like, try.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Cashews. Yeah. They're really good.
You did an ad for cashews.
You guys ever had milk?
Yeah, and it's, I did.
Just the nut? Like just.
The nut.
Just like big cashew?
No, it like Planters cashew.
Have you ever seen the looking for a treat, salty and sweet?
No. What is it?
Looking for a treat, salty and sweet. Try Planters peanuts. No?
No. But that sounds good.
Oh, they're going to love that free ad.
In my Planters ad, I had to sing.
Yeah, no, look up. Looking for a treat, salty and sweet. My Planters peanuts. It's this girl that like makes jingles on TikTok, and Kelsey and I found this one. And
oh, that's good. They had me sing in my Planters ad, by the way.
Really?
Yes. What'd you know the song "Hungry Eyes"?
Yeah.
You know, I actually had to sing that, but inserting the word cashew into the lyrics multiple times.
And where did you?
Hungry eyes. One look at cashews. I can't describe. I've got hungry eyes. I feel the magic between cashews and I.
Yeah.
And randomly,
I mean,
I'm getting.
Really they shoehorned it in there, but.
And Cody, they boosted that. And randomly, it's like I'm having to go through and delete hate comments like every hour on the hour. So I'm having a blast.
It's
yeah.
so funny. People, yeah. people are. Anytime you boost it, it's just like the most hateful people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I hope these two fucking die.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I know.
Do you want to buy some cashews, though?
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're here.
It's hate comments and then, okay, I hate cashews. Okay. Don't eat them.
Yeah.
Don't buy the cashews.
Yeah, it is really
Mama funny. Mia.
Mama Mia.
How many views did it get once they boosted it?
I can't even.
This one has 29 million views, one of my TikToks, because the company boosted it so much. And it is the worst video in the world.
Don't get me started on the
29
cat.
Million views.
That's berserk.
Berserk.
Here's a question, though. How many likes does it have?
So many views versus likes? Whoa. What's the ratio? Yeah, what's your 29 million view like, Raish?
204,000.
Oh.
200. Oh,
with
well,
600 comments.
Cody, can I interest you in this analytic? 2 million views on cashews?
Okay.
1,000 likes.
Now that is a Raish.
That's a Raish.
That is a
That's
Raish.
That's a Raish and a half.
Woo!
Okay.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive.
Yeah, no, it's like a feat.
That's awesome.
That's like, yeah. That's like crazier than it having a lot of likes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, it's like, it's awesome.
Do you think like they, somebody at the company is like doing that to spite you?
I don't know.
They're like, I can't believe she actually sung the song. I'm going to fucking boost the shit out of this.
Oh, I always want to be like, hey, you guys. So that is a shitty idea for a campaign. It's going to do really poorly for both of us. What if we did something totally different?
And it's like, why are you even picking me? Because like, clearly you're picking me because you like what I do.
Yeah.
That's not what I do. So what's the point? Just hire, do AI.
I give my permission to use my likeness in AI so that I don't have to sing Cashew Eyes.
Right. Cashew Eyes. I'm not getting hired by them again, by the way.
Yeah, seriously. Did you find it, Luke, by chance? Yeah, they did like
They did a jingle competition, so it's very hard to find which one you're talking about.
It's kind of a deep cut.
It sounds good, though.
And
if you can't find it again, you always have Hungry Eyes featuring Cashews.
I want to say really quickly before I forget, Cody, your hair looks really good.
I got a haircut from Jamie.
Okay.
The one that I was telling you about.
I texted Cody recently and I was like, I already told him this story, but I texted him recently and I was like, where'd you get your haircut? Because I like honestly want to get that with like less of the, like I look bad with your current haircut. I've tried it before.
Okay.
I look like a lesbian.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that, but I was trying to move forward.
You're not
with
identifying
with my
that
own
way right
brand
now. Yeah.
Of haircut. And so I was like, I need to go in. And I found Jamie. I was well received by Jamie. Gave me such a good haircut.
How'd she receive you?
No.
Open arms.
You're talking about Jessica.
I went to Jessica and you went to Jamie.
Yes.
So I got their names mixed up when I called and made the reservation.
No, so he went to like, so he asked me, where'd you get your haircut? I said, Jamie. But she's in New York right now. So you should go to my other girl, Jessica.
Oh.
And so you went to Jessica and said, so I heard you were in New York.
And she said, I was in Newport.
And so he came to me and was like, yo, by the way, Jessica was not in New York. And I was like, what are you talking about?
All right. Little game of telephone. Anyways, I really like my new haircut. It's like one of the best I've gotten in a long time. And it was also way more affordable than the haircuts I've been getting. That I reverse gaslight myself into being like, they're expensive, so maybe it's good, right? And it's the worst haircut ever. Mm-hmm. And who sits down next to me?
Oh, you haven't told the story yet?
No.
Oh, my God.
This guy walks into the haircut venue. What's it called?
You nailed it. Haircut venue.
Haircut venue. Yeah. What's it called?
Yeah. The saloon.
The salon. Is it a salon?
Yeah. Well, I guess they're different types. Like, bougie one.
It's not
for
a
men and women would be a salon.
It's not a barber. I didn't get my hair washed.
The hair shop.
It's a barber shop, yeah.
Anyways, I sit down. This person comes in, and he gets dropped off by like another dude in like work, like construction site wear. And his buddy like drops him off and is like, you good? And the dude like sits down and is like, I'm good. Dude's wearing sunglasses, but like a hat. He looks like a retired country artist. And then someone else walks up, like a woman, and they're like nothing of stature. I was thinking, like, does he have like an entourage with him? Is this like a famous person? He's wearing a sunglass inside. And then he sits down and I close out my haircut and I walk out and I walk past these people and I notice like one of them has an earpiece in. I was like, oh, he was a famous person. I wonder who it was. And then I get on Instagram and see that the paparazzi had caught this person like leaving the barbershop later. It was Hunter Biden getting his haircut next to me. Cody, great, great location. All the major celebs are getting their haircut there. Me, you, Hunter Biden.
Is he a local?
He lives in Malibu on an estate.
Does he?
Ooh. I guess he's staying in like one of his father's estates.
I think he used to live in Venice, like on the canals.
Oh.
There was a big ass house that actually was. It's on Washington. It's like, you know, it's like kind of in, I mean, I don't know. It was a nice house, but I think like the Secret Service used to like stand outside and shit like that.
That's like a really weird, densely populated area.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah, I know.
But I think he's on.
Would anyone, maybe I'm just being like ignorant, but would anyone really recognize him?
I mean,
you didn't?
Someone that needed
what?
To kill him would recognize him.
Everyone would recognize
him. Oh, sorry.
Hunter Biden?
Sorry.
He kind of looks like every other
I don't know what he
I mean, not
like.
If he's like wearing sunglasses and like
I have no idea what he looks like.
What?
No, I don't
really
think I've ever paid attention.
You haven't seen him naked?
No, have you?
The world has. Yeah. Yes. Everyone in the fucking United States has seen him naked.
I don't think I know about Hunter Biden in the way that you do.
This is kind of what
really?
He looks like.
The whole laptop thing?
I have no idea.
He's like a crackhead? He actually smokes crack?
Oh,
and
I had
has
no
like
idea.
Many, many videos with sex workers where they're like smoking crack and really? Doesn't ring a bell at all?
He knows how to like have a good time.
Yeah, no.
But
the
it's
dude
like
likes
all public
the party.
Information. Yeah, so these are all the pictures of him naked, and we got a haircut together.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was a movie.
Oh, you should have showed him around Venice.
No,
King of Venice Beach.
He kind of looks like every other bitch to me. He looks like I could see him at Whole Foods picking up like a six pack of IPAs, and
which he probably did
drinking them right outside the dollar store. Yeah. Like that's exactly his energy, but. I wouldn't have recognized him. But anyways, that's that.
Okay.
So yeah, I kind of get my hair cut at the fucking spot.
Yeah. Cody, would you have said hi since you know him?
They run in the same circles.
Well, I'd be very scared.
Yeah, okay. He's a lot. But I also want to say, before I forget, which strike is over?
WGA.
The writer's strike is over.
Yes.
So
they reached an agreement.
Able to, by the way, we said last week, I was like, I have this feeling that like the writer's strike is going to be wrapping up soon, which is good news for Brooke and Obsessed. And Brooke said, why don't we manifest that it's over, I don't know, tomorrow. And I go, yeah, exactly. Tomorrow comes, and remember that song, there's always tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You bet your bottom dollar that the writer's strike ended that day.
So
scary.
Everything
this
happened.
So did you guys end it?
Yes.
Do you think?
I think that
you were the one?
Yeah, I would take full credit.
I think someone with a lot of money and power, potentially Hunter Biden, might listen to this podcast and like move the needle every time just to fuck with us. Because every time we say something crazy, like I had said Lizzo's going to get canceled in 2023.
Canceled.
You said that?
Canceled.
Yes.
Yeah, I said it in November of 2022.
For what reason?
I just had a hunch.
It was just a random?
I just had a hunch.
Really?
Boom. So now we're kind of careful about what we say.
Yeah.
Because it'll come true.
Because it will.
Never. I don't know. You just never know.
But if you want to manifest anything, this is the time and the space. Yes, and the platform.
But quickly.
Okay. Sorry.
We don't have all day.
Oh God. I mean, this is a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it is.
Give me you guys keep talking.
It's also not
by the end.
Genie,
I'll think of something.
Like you can be pretty vague with it because we're always like, did we manifest that? And I'm like, well, we didn't even mention it on the podcast, but.
So you can just kind of
think kind of think it, but you should say it.
You should say it out loud for views
time.
Yeah.
And content.
You have a question for me?
Yeah, I did.
What is it?
I don't know. Oh, well, we have to, when Cody figures out his manifestation, let's dive into our rapid fire pop culture review.
Oh, our RFPC?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's what I'll start with.
Go ahead.
I couldn't help but notice Cody's shoes. Okay. Are they 550s? Like they're gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. They are 440s.
440s. Okay. I clocked that 100 off. But
well, how many are there? How many numbers are there? You know I know nothing about.
I think it's just a model of shoe, but it's funny because Taylor Swift and
Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce are being seen together because she went to his game, whatever. She wore the 550s, the New Balance 550s, to his game. They're like red for Chiefs, and they sold out. Then that's all I know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so I'm sorry. Is this like rapid fire? You're just like
yeah, it's kind of
spitting pop culture
spitting
things
pop culture
at me,
and then me saying, mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and then I have
mm-hmm.
to kind
that's,
of do
I mean,
the same thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
There's rumors now. I forgot all the rumors. Do we have any review
about Travis and Taylor?
Yeah.
Well, I know that they arrived back to her home.
Where?
They were out after the game. They arrived back to her home at 2 a.m.
Where is her home?
Sorry, his home.
Okay.
Got on a party bus and then didn't arrive back home until 5 to 6 a.m.
Fun.
Whoa.
I could never in a million years, if I'm getting home at 2 a.m., I can't think of anything that would get me back out. And onto a party bus, no less.
Oh, wait. They got home from the game at 2 a.m.?
They went to the game and then did something.
Dinner.
Then got home, probably dinner, drinks, etc.
What?
Got home at 2 a.m., got on a party bus.
So they were starting the next day. That's what they were doing.
Essentially.
Yeah, they slept a little bit and then they woke up early.
I don't think they even slept.
No, okay, that doesn't...
They didn't sleep. They got home and then immediately transitioned to party bus mode.
I think she's been just like this like mega celebrity for so long. She probably just wants to like...
Just fucking
shake her pussy. Like, she probably wants to like take her bra off and like party a little bit.
I can't imagine like doing the Eras tour and then.
What do you want to do tonight, babe? Travis, I just want to shake my pussy.
Okay. And you know what he would say? Babe, I got a party bus rolling up in 30. Get on.
Yeah.
And that's just what they did.
Totally.
For sure.
Travis shook
for
his
sure.
pussy too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Sure they won the game. Did. He was probably pretty stoked.
I mean,
right?
They didn't even win the game. It was almost like a snooze fest game because it was just wild. And I think Taylor might be just like moving that needle.
Moving what?
Moving what needle?
The Chiefs needle.
Oh, she's moving the Chiefs needle?
Yeah. Did you hear there? He gained 300,000 plus followers like over the weekend. Chiefs gained like 50,000 followers.
Yeah, but you can't do that though.
Jersey sales for Kelce went up 300% or 3,000%, some crazy number. 400%? Like
everyone's probably getting their Halloween costumes ready.
Oh fuck.
What?
Actually I told Kelce yesterday that we're going to do the Kelce brothers, not Taylor.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Their podcast, the Kelce brothers podcast, I forget what it's called. Is the listenership is going to be through the roof because he's going to review everything.
He's
today.
Talking he about is. Taylor today. Yeah. Which I'm shocked Taylor would be like,
that probably has
off.
5 billion views at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, so they had like 800,000 subs yesterday, I checked. Now they've got 1.08 million. And 3 hours ago, it's the Swift effect. Yeah.
3 hours ago and it's at 358,000 views.
It's going to break
God,
YouTube.
Could you imagine? Ooh. Ugh.
Cody, anything you want to plug?
Cody, it's okay. Dive into the turtle dove situation in front of you.
We've let the turtle pie get away from us.
That thing is melting.
That is a turtle puddle.
But you can make it a shake.
Puke.
Can you lead the next charge?
Yeah. Connor, yeah, let me put my
okay? The turtle pie is kind of...
Oh, no, Connor.
Oh, this is what I was going to say. So, like, part of the reason why I didn't get ice cream alone yesterday is because what I had for lunch, when I was leaving in St. Lucia, I was like, okay, time to eat healthy. I've been really trying to eat healthy. Yeah. I want to, like, I'm doing the New York Marathon. I got to lose a couple pounds because it just makes it easier.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep telling myself, okay, go to Erewhon, get something healthy. And then my friend sent like a DoorDash order, a screenshot he just got from Rusty's Hawaiian Cafe. So I went there. All it took is one screenshot of an order that he made for delivery. And I was like, I need this.
Yeah.
Went straight there. I ordered the watering. Loco Moco.
Yeah.
Which was rice with gravy, Spam, and eggs. And a Hawaiian sweet roll and macaroni salad on the side.
I just had to clench my butthole just now.
It's probably nutritionally the worst thing you could possibly eat.
I actually don't think it's that bad.
What's worse?
Well, see,
it's Spam, gravy, rice, mac salad, and a Hawaiian sweet roll.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. It's all bad. Besides, like, if you had just rice.
Maybe just
chicken.
Like McDonald's, like burger, fries, fast food.
I don't think so.
I feel like you're getting nutrients from that.
Where? From where?
The Spam has to have some sort of protein.
Spam has salt in it. That's
Spam's
it.
Spam's just processed goop.
But isn't it? It's a meat.
It's a meat product. I don't think it's a meat, technically a
meat.
It's
like what's
so
left
that
over
have
from the rest of the meat. That's
like you don't see it on the food chain when you see the image of like meats. It's not Spam on there.
What animal does it come from? A pig?
I think it's ham, yeah.
Okay.
I think
that makes
ham-ish.
Sense. Ham-ish?
Yeah.
Okay. Rice is a grain.
Pork with ham meat added.
It
counts as one.
In it.
Salt, salt water, and sodium nitrate.
Oh, sodium nitrate.
You see that a lot.
Yeah.
I love it, but it's horrible for you.
I have never had it, and I don't think like I'm feeling the need to.
Spam musubi is so good.
What is?
Spam musubi.
What's that?
Oh, it's like...
And I have one of those, too.
It's almost like a large...
Which is Spam and rice.
Like
so just more of the same shit.
Sandwich. Like you just eat it.
Yeah, it's rice with spam in it and then seaweed wrapped around it.
Yeah.
Woo!
Looks good.
That looks good.
Yeah, it's really good.
You know, I fucking might go back to this.
Yeah. You know what I did the other day? I walked past that. They added that giada. Did you see that sandwich shop?
Oh my God, it's so
like
good.
Right on the, under the Venice sign, like to the right. And I'm like also on like a nutrition plan right now too. And I keep eating my carbs like when I really am not even craving having carbs. And then like when I'm craving having them like for lunch, I'm like, I need to have a salad right now. And that sucks. And I keep getting the salad from this delicious sandwich shop. And I saw that they had a meatball marinara. And I was like, I can't have that right now. But like at some point. And then that night, all I thought about the rest of the day was like a meatball marinara. Walked all the way back. They're closed. I Grubhubbed a meatball marinara from Maria's special meatball store. That's what it's called. And I was like, this is
called
not a
Maria's
real store.
Special meatball store?
It's definitely like a ghost kitchen because it's all of my special, like my words that I was typed in. And it was like they auto-populated and then someone's like cooking that specifically. It was like too good to be
true.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking delicious.
Was it good?
It's so good. It's crazy that like Subway rewired my brain to think that like a meatball marinara is good for me, even though it's like 80 meatballs on a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
With cheese.
Yeah.
It is good for you. If you tell yourself it's good for you, it's good for you.
That's true, bro.
You can rewire your body because the mind-body connection is so powerful.
And you know what? The mind-body connection is telling me because the turtle pie is making me shit my pants, like, that's a good cleanse. Like that cleanse.
Connor, 100%.
Yeah.
In and out.
In and out.
Mm-hmm. No harm, no foul.
Yeah.
No skin off your back.
Clean.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think that we should probably wrap up.
I really quickly want to manifest.
Oh. Oh yeah.
Something.
Oh fuck.
Did you think, Cody? Well, I have one that could be for all of us.
Sure. Yeah. Let's do
did
it.
Did you see that there's a Shrek Swamp Airbnb? Yes.
I did see that.
Yes.
I am gonna manifest
that? A free night's stay.
Well, it's in Scotland, so I'm gonna manifest maybe like. Somehow, maybe a brand, for example, Planters Cashews, sending us to Scotland to make content house vibes, the Shrek Swamp.
Yeah, I love that. And I was going to say something. I was thinking kind of in the same vein.
Like career opportunity.
Nut brand
in the swamp.
Deal.
Yeah.
A nut brand deal.
This would be a nut one.
That's what I'm saying.
Good, oh, I thought you meant nut like. Unit.
No, not like nuts.
Okay.
I mean, some sort of nut. Like the cashew thing.
Yes.
Just because I was thinking of something like weirdly specific that if it happens, we could all be like, holy
fuck.
That's
really good.
And I feel like that might act, you know?
Okay.
That cashew brand might be looking for other people in the same.
And after
you know?
They hear this, they're going to want to work
with
all of us.
So if I get that email, I'm screenshotting it and sending it right to you guys.
Did not speak ill.
I didn't really.
I love cashews, by
the way. I do love cashews.
And wait, I found the little jingle. Hold on.
Salty or sweet?
Let's make the
Mr. Peanut on the track.
Yeah.
Looking for a treat, salty or sweet? Try Planters Peanuts. Craving something nutritious that's delicious. Try Planters Peanuts. Try Planters Peanuts. Try Planters Peanuts.
Oh my God, that riff.
Mr. Penis on the track.
That's really good.
you
should have her as a feature in your next song.
Yeah, my next song for a nut brand, which I hope happens.
Wait, speaking of a song really quick, I know you know this, but I cannot. I was being the most annoying person over the whole weekend because all I could say is...
Sitting
is the opposite of standing.
Sitting is the opposite of running around.
And you don't,
is a beautiful
have you even,
thing to
you've
do.
You've even heard this, right?
Yes, I have.
Sitting.
What is it?
What you tell me.
You don't know what sitting is?
What?
You don't know what sitting is?
The song? Really?
No.
J-Mac?
No, but now I'm getting embarrassed about how much I don't know.
I know. Brooke has like a different everything than me, like feeds, what she's being like, what she's seeing on TikTok, like her actual news she's getting.
It's really
will be
limited.
Nothing that's happening around the globe, like the biggest things that happen to me. She'll be like, what?
The Hunter Biter. Hunter Biter?
Hunter Biter.
The Hunter Biter thing.
Yeah,
is pretty,
I know.
That's surprising.
I'll see something like that and I just like won't click on it because it's like I'd rather click on like the Harry Styles link below it.
I like
you know
being kept abreast to a point.
No, that's
as well.
Totally valid to be kept abreast.
Abreast, yeah.
And to want to be kept abreast and whatnot.
Okay, let's close out with a little Brian Jordan Alvarez sitting.
Oh, love. Oh, I love
think
him.
Is this the one though? Is it the song? What? Okay.
Perfect. So he made this song and is genuinely taking the world by storm. It's playing on the, like, some dude made a—
wait, who made this song?
He did.
So oh my god.
He just did it as like an a cappella.
Right.
And then some— then he did that one, which had like an instrumental behind it. But then some guy took the a cappella version and made it into like an actual like pop track.
Okay.
That's really good.
Hello.
Yeah, it has like—
wow.
Yeah, play that shit.
So this is the remix, and they played it like on the radio in Australia, and now it's getting like requested. Can we go back and see if you posted the video of all of those people in New York, like 50 people doing like a group? Can we see where
that's—
it is
nuts.
Look at this, look at this, this is nuts. It's giving me whole body
you
chills.
You just never know, like, one little thing that you do.
What is this,
change
though?
Everything.
What is this?
They just get together. It's a collective.
A singing collective?
It's like a social group.
A social group. Oh, okay.
I don't know.
That is nuts.
It's like church.
This is a
sensation. Wait, Remy Wolf did it, too. Oh, yeah. Play.
Oh,
when did
chills.
He, when did this
chills.
Start?
Me too.
Sitting is the opposite. It is.
It's because it's like this song is like full of facts.
It's spitting facts,
God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can we do Remy Wolf's for the last one before we close out? The top, very top
one.
Left. Like, I think one more right there, top. Listen to her.
Sitting is the opposite of standing. Sitting,
I love Remy Wolf.
Yeah, she's so good.
Sitting is a wonderful thing to do because you're sitting. Sitting is the opposite of standing on your head. Sitting is the opposite of hanging from a barbell. Sitting is a wonderful thing to do. I got one thing to say. I think that sitting is something that people just say is bad, but you know the sitting is actually good because you deserve to relax it.
Oh, that's so good. The lyrics are fucking good. And it deserve to relax, that fucking hits.
You deserve—
that hit me in the feels.
And he
right
had
there.
No idea what he was doing when he sang this.
No.
I feel like maybe— do you think he improv the whole thing? Maybe.
I feel like he does, because sometimes there's just like a space and you can tell he's about to laugh and he's just thinking about something else he's going to say.
Yeah.
But wait, look at his wife as he's getting one more up, one more row up,
one more
right
up.
There to the left. This is his wife, and he like creates these parallel worlds, and this is his wife.
Have you ever seen TJ Maxx?
I was about to say, I don't think he has a wife.
She's mad that he is getting all the fame now. And look at this. Because the wife in the storyline is like—
it's his manager,
is
right?
It's like his manager.
And like the business. She's like the business like side.
Is that
of it.
In the song?
No, it's like this
Brian
is
just like does
going.
Characters, and it's like this is years he's been doing this, where he like has all these like— he just puts a Snapchat filter on and does a fucking
I've seen
hilarious
them on Twitter.
Character.
Yeah, I've seen them on Twitter.
But basically, like,
I didn't know the
his wife is kind of just like putting him at home. He like sits at home, and then he's like really thankful for his wife. He's like, my wife has given me $100 to go to TJ Maxx, and now I'm excited to go to TJ Maxx. And but he's like, his wife gives him an allowance, and then—
oh, racist, wasn't it? I'm kidding.
Maybe, you know, whatever the character
your
is.
Face dropped. Woo. You know when Jimmy Fallon, when RuPaul goes on Jimmy Fallon and he says drag queen,
drag
RuPaul
queen.
Goes, drag queen? That was you just in that moment.
A little racist, right? All right. Now that I've been a little racist, it's time to wrap up. We'll see you. Okay, everyone. Thanks, Cody.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks
it was
for
a
coming.
Blast,
oh,
as always.
Thank you.
And I'll see you guys very soon.
Where can everybody find you?
Yeah.
YouTube,
No, your address.
Yeah, I can name your handle.
Listen to my new song, Bop It. That's
Bop
all
it.
I want to say.
Yeah.
Bop It. Listen to
it's
my new
really
song.
Good.
And watch
it's
the
fun.
Music video. Thank you.
And no cap, Cody is on my all-time artist on Spotify.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
You're one of my all-time artists. I got this app that tells me like all of my
what song,
statistic.
What?
Daddy.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So TMG is.
Yeah, but.
Then you like that song?
TMG featuring Cody.
You
yeah,
like
that's
song?
My favorite song.
Like
I literally, and it was before we even knew you too. Like I could.
Really?
I was, I still am addicted to it.
Do you still listen to it?
Yeah, because it's on like, it's on.
He's
my,
like, no, I'm fucking.
Like I used to like seek it out every single day, but now it's more of like when my like top, like on repeat playlist comes
wow,
on.
Wow, that's
it's on
sick.
It. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I love it,
that
Cody.
I just listened to that like 3 days, or yeah, like 3 days ago. I was like, I wonder if anyone still listens to
yeah, that. Yeah, it is so good. If you haven't heard that song, after you listen to Bop It, go listen to Daddy.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, bye. Guys. We'll see
thanks,
you in the bonus.
This week on Close Friends. No, if I put her in the underground, she'll explode.
You can put her under the
plane. If I put her under the plane, she will explode.
Whoa, they like didn't. That was not consensual.
Yeah.
The way that shot down my gullet. At that point, I was drinking like hot Svedka.
She's doing it. Maybe we should all do it.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.